Hey everyone, welcome to episode 5. So this episode is titled Distribution, and I'm talking about distribution models, distribution channels, that sort of thing. Now do keep in mind I'm not a marketing expert, but I do have a couple things, a couple tips to give you if you're not familiar with these already. So let me first start by asking this question. Should you start gaining exposure for your product or start marketing your product before you start building it, while you're building it, or after? Now, the answers could be scattered in there, but I feel like a lot of people would say that you should start marketing after you've built the product. And I personally think that's incorrect. I think that you should start building during, because you don't want to play catch up later trying to, you know, grow a list of users or get people interested in your product after you built it. Like, you could be doing that while you're building it. Now, I don't think you should be doing it before you've built it, because, you know, like a coming soon page, for example, does have a bad connotation. Or not even a coming soon page, but when you get your name out there and people are waiting, if they have to wait, you know, 6 months to a year, like, you know, they can get really pissed off at you. So make sure you know for sure that you're going to release pretty soon. That's why I say do it during, perhaps maybe towards the end, but just when you have like a good grasp of your product and know, okay, we're probably going to release, you know, within the next month or two. So definitely market during, because that is a crucial time. Like, you know, before you even finish the product, it's an opportunity actually to start building an email list and growing your social media presence and just having ways. Like, basically it comes down to, once you get your product finished, you want a distribution channel that you can access to immediately get users to start checking out your product and start using it. So that's really the idea here. So let's just jump right in to a couple things here. So first, I would say, you know, before you even launch your product, I would say for a good month maybe, have a coming soon page and have an email form on that page. So this is really important. You know, have like your logo there so people know your brand, maybe your slogan, what the product will do. You could even have some screenshots and stuff, but you could also just keep it super simple, because vagueness can appeal to some users. So, you know, have an email form, be like, hey, do you want to be notified when this product launches? Fill in your email here. And that will let you grow an email list. Perhaps you can use it later for a newsletter, for, you know, multiple use cases there. But that's really important, because then once you do launch, you can just send out a mass email and get people starting to use your product. And then, of course, social media. You know, I think it's really important to grow that and, you know, set up your social media accounts first. But then, you know, don't buy followers or anything like that. Don't be sketchy. Just be really genuine, and just through, you know, organic means, try to connect with people and get your name out there, get people to follow you so they can stay updated that way. Obviously, link your social media on your coming soon page. And stuff like that. And, you know, I think that's really it. You know, there are many other things. Again, I'm not a marketing expert, but I can probably, you know, talk about things like getting exposure for your product later on. You know, once it's launched, I've mentioned things like Product Hunt, you know, and different, there's different websites. There's like submit.co that you can use to submit to multiple like media and distribution channels. And I think there's one thing actually left out here, in terms of also like getting people, you know, like there's natural means to getting people to get interested, just in person telling people about your product. But also you can like live stream while you're building the product. There's like Twitch, there's LiveEDU, there's multiple ways, you know, you can start a YouTube channel. There's just multiple things you can do there. So yeah, so that's, you know, really quick, just talking about distribution and doing that during your while you're building your product. So thanks for listening. I'll catch you guys later. Okay, thanks for listening. That was the distribution episode. Before I close off, I want to get this call in here from Leon and do a quick response. So yes, I have a quick listen.
Hey, Sonny. So I was listening to your daily podcasting segment, episode, whatever you'd like to call it. My thing here is I think you're overthinking it a little too much. So Anchor, it's like this loose platform. Think of it as Twitter more than anything. It's like a Twitter platform. What you're treating Anchor as is more of a YouTube, where you need to set a consistent schedule and you have to have the highest production value, and you put a lot of SEO into it and you do all this extra stuff for it. And I think you need to think of this more as a Twitter, where you kind of let your fluid thoughts come out on Anchor. Yeah, maybe a few of them are scripted, or they're a little higher production value, but overall, they're just simple segments.
Hey, Leon, thanks for calling in again. So yes, I definitely agree to an extent. I might be overanalyzing things. It's kind of how my character tends to be, but I'm still going to do this based on my own time and what I enjoy, but I did want to get an idea of whether people did want to listen, because I noticed that, like, I don't really get a lot of listeners on Anchor itself, but I do get a lot of listeners on podcasting applications. So I think that's really interesting, and so I still want to, you know, I understand where my audience is, and so I'm trying to cater towards that. And if that means that I shouldn't be doing this daily on podcasting platforms, but maybe do daily segments on Anchor, that might be something there. So yeah, definitely appreciate your thoughts on that. And you know, to close off the episode, thanks again for everyone for listening. Make sure you call in and favorite the station on Anchor. It's available on iTunes and Google Play and all that. Follow me on Twitter, SunnySyncIO, and I'll catch you guys later. Bye.